This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend, at Gordon G. Chang. We go to Reuters, an alarming headline. Taiwan reports Chinese, quote, combat patrol after Beijing slams U.S. arms deal. China's provoking in East Asia. There have been a number of incidents these last weeks. Gordon, since last we spoke, there's been an incident in Indonesia. Is there anything you want to flag about that moment? Is this the first time we've seen China provoking Indonesia?
No, it's not the first time China has had its vessels in Indonesian waters. About 2 years ago, China formally said it did not have a sovereignty claim to the Natuna Islands, which are very close to Indonesia and very far from China. But nonetheless, China has again stepped up its patrols in Indonesian waters. And this has got to be very concerning because we thought that that controversy had been settled, but obviously not.
We welcome our colleague Stephen Yates, a senior research fellow on China national security at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, I want to come up to date on this combat patrol story. What do you make of it? Is this China changing stripes, no longer the Coast Guard? They're going to use their Navy? How do you read this? Good evening to you, Steve.
Good evening, John. Well, China has for a long time encroached upon Taiwan's air and sea space with its military vessels, including submarines and other vessels going around to the Pacific Island side of Taiwan. I think that the Ministry of National Defense in Taiwan has stepped up calling it for what it is. And so there was this talk of multiple exercises that are planned and use of China's actual military materiel in those efforts. And I think at this point, you'd have to say this is no longer about responding to National Day messages. This has to be trying to set the information environment for some kind of coercive move before a change in U.S. administration, or trying to get away with what they think they can get away with before there is perhaps a change in U.S. leadership.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, yesterday's combat patrol actually looked like a practice for a blockade because there were multiple locations around the island. And that, of course, reminds us of what happened on October 14th and 15th with Joint Sword 2024B, which was a blockade exercise. The Taiwan authorities think that China is going to impose a quarantine within months. Do you think that they're going to do so? Because obviously they're practicing for one.
They are practicing for one, and they're doing what they've always done, which is to take a foot or a yard and see what the reaction is. And if there isn't a significant reaction, they'll take another foot and another yard. And they are inching towards trying to do this. Now, I sense that they would still have gradualism about it, where they might try to impose this for a day, 3 days, maybe at longest a week, but then pull back before there's any kind of forceful and organized response. But it has a demonstration effect. And I don't think that the United States, its allies, or Taiwan has come up with an effective way to respond to this thus far, because frankly, democracies don't want conflict and they're concerned about escalation. And that gives the advantage to the People's Liberation Army and the Communist Party of China behind it to keep pressing one step after the other in this direction. But I do think that there is an effort to impose a form of a blockade, at least temporarily, in the not too distant future.
Steve, China's integrated into the world market system. A blockade would be a blow to every market. And China's economy, it's a puzzle to me. It would seem to be the most reckless thing they could do to themselves, to the scale of turmoil that would follow. Or am I overinterpreting this?
I think that's accurate under normal information circumstances and normal diplomatic circumstances. But the Communist Party's political warfare against Taiwan, and frankly against much of the English and other language speaking world, has been very effective in trying to define Taiwan as the non-status quo power, try to say it's a non-entity and not a government, not a sovereign. And they would try to explain that this is not a general challenge to any other country. This is bringing their own territory under their very heel. Now, empirically, we can see that that is a ruse and a lie. But much of the world has had kind of the Chinese water torture method of drip, drip, drip to think differently about this. And I think that's what the CCP is playing upon. And unfortunately, they might be right with a lot of world leaders. I think it is risky, as you say. It is self-defeating, as you say. But I don't think the CCP follows our logic on this.
Gordon, you have a question.
Steve, you talk about Chinese propaganda being effective. On the island itself, you've got the minority party, the Kuomintang, trying to block military expenditures and self-defense measures. How is that going? And how effective has the Chinese been with the former ruling party?
Well, hasn't been as easy for them as it was in past KMT administration of Ma Ying-jeou. It hasn't been as easy as during the Chen Shui-bian administration, where there was political gridlock that did delay arms sales for quite a long time after the 2001 early approval in the Bush administration. But this divided legislative yuan or parliament in Taiwan is having a significant effect. So it's really incumbent if the U.S. and allies would speak with clarity and one voice on this, as opposed to the muted diplomatic tones that sound too cautionary, in my view, then I think that would have a clarifying effect inside Taiwan. But for now, if you're in opposition and you're blocking these things, you don't feel pushback from your public that you're standing in the way of your own national security in a time of potential crisis.
I'm looking for an analogy somewhere in the 20th century of the nations of the world not reacting alarmingly in the event of a threat to Taiwan. Would this be something like the Soviets enforcing their will upon Hungary in 56 or Berlin in 60, where the free world stood back saying that's an internal affair, we don't want to get involved for a wider conflict?
Well, in my assessment, a lot of what we consider to be the free world is rhetorical, not action oriented. I think that it's much more plausible that the United States and Japan might feel compelled to take action, but in a reactionary and unfortunately maybe delayed fashion. So I don't think there's very much prospect at all of Europe, maybe other powers and other regions stepping into this, because it feels to them far away, and they in many cases have bought the idea that this is an internal or domestic affair. It's almost like suggesting, wouldn't we have changed our trade patterns if we discover that there was genocide against a large Muslim minority inside China? And yet we have that, and global trade patterns have not changed significantly as a result. And so I think Taiwan faces somewhat that kind of a treatment, unless they internally and the United States and its allies externally kind of get their communications and kind of procurement act in order.
Steve Yates is a senior research fellow on China and national security at the Heritage Foundation. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.